Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 25th of May, 2021. I'm Steve in Leon C in Essex. And on today's show, we have got my best mate, Simon Dugan. How are you doing, Dukes?
Very well, Steve. Looking forward to the show. We've got lots to talk about.
Okay, well, you know, it's not the last one, is it? We'll keep ploughing through as long as there's stuff to talk about. Obviously, Euro's coming up. And before you know it, there's going to be the new season, which we're all really, really looking forward to. There's friendlies over the summer as well, which we're looking forward to. Potentially games against local teams, maybe. You know, not sure. Could be. There we go. We'll wait for the announcement of whatever's coming up. Right. So let's get into it then. We played at Leicester. Yep. And a little win. How about that? What are your thoughts?
It was typical, wasn't it? I went out just quickly. I was out last night. Louis had boxing. There's a load of Arsenal fans there. And they said to me, that's typical Spursy, that is. Us winning on the last game of the season. Us helping Chelsea get into the Champions League. And us ending up in the worst European competition ever. It's classic Spursy. And we won to do it. I mean, what's that about?
Did you enjoy those last 5 minutes?
I thought it was great, didn't you? I thought it was really good. Yeah, I thought it was excellent. It was good to see Gareth Bale, you know, score his 10th or 11th Premier League goal this season. He's had a good season, Gareth Bale.
Here's the thing. I actually hated, I mean, properly hated Kane's goal.
Yeah.
I just went, oh, don't score. I don't believe a word of what's been going on, and you know, with the rumours and everything, and what people are saying and everything. You know, but we'll get into that later on.
Yeah,
but
game.
Yeah, of course. But I was just thinking when he scored, I thought, oh, just whatever. What massive whatever? We'd been playing awful. Yeah. Leicester had been playing great. They won the cup, boring old cup final, but they won it. Yeah, congratulations, well done. And then you know, it's the last game, a dreadful midweek against Aston Villa. Where, you know, I was just about the only bloke on Twitter who actually wanted to go, really looking forward to going, and didn't get a ticket, even though I pay the blimmin' club fortunes. So, you know, that has nothing to do with hierarchy because I'm top of the list, mate. So I didn't get in. Then listening to the VAR side and all those boys went, and I think Cheese Room, people went from that, and all the other podcasters, they all got tickets and giving away tickets, and I couldn't even get one, so I was gutted. Went to the pub instead, table of six, only three people turned up, cheers, and watched a dreadful game of football, and went into the Leicester game just going, well, we're going to get stuffed. First half, absolutely awful. Kane scored, I was like, oh, whatever. Vardy scores, and you're like, you know, here we go. And then we came back. Last 10 minutes, I got excited. What were you doing?
Well, I think what it showed is there's lots to be done, isn't there? We are in a shambles from top to bottom. And I think what that game showed is that lots of the boys want to move on, which is fine. Lots of the boys need to move on. But as in terms of the game, yeah, I thought the last 10 minutes was brilliant. I didn't even watch the Aston Villa. First game in 5 years I haven't watched. I had no interest in watching it. I was out, but I didn't want to. I couldn't be bothered. I thought, I can't watch this. So the Leicester game was, yeah, it just wasn't very good, was it? I actually thought Leicester were going to be better than what they were, didn't you? I thought Leicester were, you know, this really good side. I think the season's just caught up with them. FA Cup final, which was great for them, and they just looked a little bit out of sorts.
I think sometimes when we turn up, you know, we win football matches.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the Leicester side, which has done well this year, but you look at our side, would you swap many of their players for our players?
We just don't like we've got any idea. See, when you watch us as a team, we just look like 11 blokes playing football. Like there's no structure to what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no game plan to what we do.
Exactly. But when those players up front, you know, show their class, which they did in the last 15 minutes, then, you know, we're going to be all right. But the trouble is, walk onto a football pitch, Stevie Bergwijn is there again, you know, possibly on merit because he scored a great goal against Villa. Didn't do a lot else, gave the ball away loads. You've got Sonny, who's, I don't know what's going on. He's a massive dip of form. Yeah. And Bale on the bench.
He's contract based, though. Is he all because he's due to sign a new contract, or is he not signing? You can tell in how he's playing. He's given about 70%.
Yeah, we've got a lot of players there who, you know, you just look at it and go, look, you they're all names, you know, they're all like people that everybody knows. Everybody in football knows our players. Whereas you look at the Leicester side and you go, hang on a minute, who's that guy? You know, and you look at his record. Oh, he's played 35 games this season. You know, and I watch all the football. I watch every match, there's players on there, and you go, crying out loud, who's that lad? He's played every minute of every game since October, and you're like, I didn't even know. But they go under the radar, these players, you know, from Leicester, quite frankly, a lower club, and I'm not saying that because I'm bitter, and I'm saying it because everybody's you know, giving them loads of sympathy. You know, the discussion has come up on Match of the Day and on Sky and not on Sky, but on certainly on Talk Sport, where people phone in and they say, shouldn't we be calling Leicester City bottlers? And it's almost immediately swept under the carpet. Of course they're not. Of course they're this, that, and the other. Whereas if it's Spurs, it's discussed to death.
Yeah.
Absolutely to death about how they're bottlers and why they're bottlers. And they go round every single thing. Oh, well, now we've got Clint Dempsey from, not Clint Dempsey, Clinton Morrison. Dempsey? Sorry, Clinton Morrison. And what do you think about Spurs? Oh, I think they're bottlers. But, oh, brilliant. And now we've got Danny Murphy. What do you think, Danny Murphy? Yeah, they're definitely bottlers. And what do you think? And they go from every single one. Oh, crying out loud.
It's boring. It's so boring. I think you can sum that game up with a couple of things. First of all, we've got a manager who's not staying there. So, you know, I know he loves Spurs, but that's great. But, he's a very, very... junior manager of experience. You've got four or five players that probably won't be there next year. You've got the French boys not playing. Sergio Aurier, well, not Sergio Aurier, he's not French, but, you know, Sissoko and Ndombele, they weren't there. So you think, God, are they all, you know, behind the scenes, have they started to clear out? You've got Sonny and Dele Alli that are probably playing with Kane for the last time. They look completely flat. You've got Winks, who's completely out of his depth for the last 2 years. You've got Dar and Toby Alderweireld just look absolutely off it because they are off it. They're not good enough. You know, and then we go and win. And it's like, how does that work?
I quite enjoyed it. Yeah. And you get to the end of the game and go, oh, I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite good. Especially because...
I don't know about you, but I was glad when the season... I'm glad it's over. I love football. Like, I love it. But I'm glad it's done. I need a month off. Or at least 3 weeks to the Euros, which I'm really looking forward to. But, you know, I just need 3 weeks.
We need to reboot, don't you? Yeah. We need to reboot the computer. I mean,
big time.
We're working away. There's all sorts of apps going on in the background. And you just need to turn it all off.
Yeah.
Reset it.
Someone said to me, it's a bit like being on a Peloton. You need to get off the Peloton, take a sidestep, just sit there for a few weeks, and then go again. You know, it's just.
I don't know what Peloton. You're so middle. Ascot, that is. That's your Ascot, mate.
Don't be so silly. But I just think it's. Look, it's good. It's done now, isn't it? It's done. It's finished. Season's done. Great. Let's move on. Let's move on and let's think. I'm actually now thinking, brilliant. New manager, new players. The only thing isn't great is the new kit, which is the most boring kit we've ever brought out. But
I like it. I like it. But I'll tell you what I say. The fact that we finished the game with a win, okay. Look at what the alternative could have been. Okay, the alternative could have been me and you sitting here and trying to justify. Because you always got to pick out the positives. Yeah. You have to do that. I know loads of people on Twitter don't. Loads of people on Twitter have to always find the negative in absolutely everything. Yeah. It's like, and they're nice guys, you know. Hasper, he's a nice guy, but my goodness, just has to find the negative in absolutely everything. There's no way that beating City in the Champions League and beating Ajax can possibly be seen ever as anything other than a complete fluke and completely ruined by the final. It's like, yeah, but what about the fact that we did beat them and it was amazing and I was in Spain and people were all around the country or wherever they were in the world and watching our Spurs and finally we beat a massive side and went through in the quarterfinal, and then we did the same in the most incredible game in the semi-final. It's like, we were lucky. Oh, for goodness sake, you know. But we're trying for positives. But what the alternative to losing on Sunday or to winning on Sunday, the alternative was we'd be sitting here going, well, thank goodness we're not in the Conference League, eh? Yeah. And Arsenal are. But then I'd be saying to you, but do you know what? Is that, you know, now we can focus on the league? Not really.
No.
Because no. I think that would have given them the boost. So for example, you get a player like, let's take a player like Ward-Prowse, right? Who possibly is looking to move on, whatever. Good price. Southampton normally sell for good prices. And you know, someone like him who would be looking at it, going, right, well, where's he going to go? Arsenal or Spurs? Well, where would he choose to go today if both clubs put the same bid in?
Probably Arsenal, because we haven't got a manager.
Well, let's think.
Well, we haven't, and we're going to lose Harry Kane. So he'd probably go to Arsenal, but we're a better side than Arsenal.
Would he? You think a player like Ward-Prowse would go? I'll go Arsenal above Spurs. I think Arsenal have got better. I think Arsenal have got better chance than Spurs. Really?
I don't think at the moment neither of us got chances, and that's
well,
not
what I'm. Well, of the two, you'd choose Spurs. Surely we're looking a better prospect.
Are we though? Let's be honest.
Than Arsenal.
Well, Arteta, you know, he had the best record since Christmas. Third best record since Christmas. Second best goal difference in the league since Christmas. But I know what you mean.
You might be right.
But it's interesting what you say, because Ward-Prowse and all the players we're going to the market for, so will Arsenal, because that's the level we're at.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
We're going.
And you might be right. And you
25 to 30 million that Arsenal will go in for.
Yeah.
But let's look on the positive. Yes, we're in the Europe, the conference,
okay.
Which is
let me just come back to that point though, Doogie. If Arsenal would have won, if they'd have finished above us in the league, then there is no debate.
Yeah.
Right. You join Arsenal. They're better. They finished above Spurs. They've got better youngsters.
Yeah.
And it all looks rosy. The fact is that we finished above them again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all I'm saying is there is a debate to be had. I think if they'd have finished above us, there's no debate because although we wouldn't have been in Europe, I don't think we'd have been looking at it going, great, we're not in Europe, we can really focus on the league. I think we'd have gone, crying out loud, we are more of a shambles than you could possibly even imagine.
I think that tournament is such a low-level tournament in terms of the types of teams that are in it. You could pretty much use that as a development. If I was the manager, which I'm not, and you know, I would never will be, but you could use that Conference League next year as a development for the under-23s. You could really play the youngsters because it's such a low-level tournament. And even if you win it, all you get is a place in Europa the following year. So that, just use it as a development. Use it for some of these lads that don't get many games. Give them the game time. So actually, it shouldn't affect our performance, you know, in the league and the cup, in the FA Cup and whatever. Use it as a... Don't put your first team out to Macedonia and Albania and all these places. There's no point.
Coming back to the point about Spurs and Arsenal, and what I'm saying is the alternative. Yeah. If they'd have beaten us,
yeah.
And by the way, they would have rubbed our noses in it.
All like the people I know that were Arsenal fans, believe. They said they had their phones ready, they had their laptops ready, they were ready to fire it all off.
Now all this about we're obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Sorry, we can't even decide upon, which is Spursy as well, we can't even decide what day to call it.
Yeah.
Because they started this thing called St. Totterin's Day.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, what should we call it? Well, we haven't even got a name. So all this, we're obsessed with them and they're not obsessed with us. What a load of rubbish. So anyway, so to put that one to bed, it was a joy because at one point it was like, oh, not them finishing above us as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I started tweeting, like, not tweeting, but putting on weight for what's that? Oh, you know, started making excuses. Oh, great. Well, at least we're not in Europe. But not, I didn't mean it. I was like, this is not good. Then we go above it. We're like, yeah.
Exactly. And it's good. You know what? At least we got bragging rights. All we've then got is Chelsea fans. That's it. All we've then got is Chelsea fans messaging me going, oh, Harry Kane loves Chelsea. Oh, Harry Kane's done it for Chelsea. I'm like, oh, flipping, really? Like, come on. I don't need that. Anyway, let's talk about the big ones. Let's talk about Harry Kane and let's talk about the manager, shall we?
Right, we will. Just to finish off, because you went on a tangent of the Conference League.
Yeah.
So the Conference thing, absolutely, definitely. Well, the first of all, I don't agree with playing the youngsters. What I do agree with is playing the B team.
That pretty much is the youngsters.
Not with the size of squad we've got. So we play, right. So, and also, you can't... So when I mention some of these names, people say, well, they're off. They're not off. I can tell you now that Harry Winks will not be sold.
No, agreed.
Because Harry Winks is an English player. You've got to have a certain number of English contingent.
Yeah, yeah.
So Harry Winks, you know, he captains the side, if you like, in those sort of games.
Yeah.
Ben Davis, people like that.
Yeah,
you know, you keep that. They're not going to be sold. I'd even go as far as, you know, if who's going to come in and buy Lamella?
He'll go. Anyone that's got a year left, he'll go to Roma. He'll go to Italy. He'll go. Anyone that's got a year left on their contract, they'll get sold on.
Soko will go.
Sergio Aurier will go, and Ndombele will go. They'll go.
Well, I think Ndombele, I'd be more than happy for him to go because apart from a couple of brilliant body swerves against Villa, in the part since he scored a brilliant goal away at Sheffield Wednesday, not the home game, the away game when he scored a brilliant goal, it was brilliant for about four games.
He's never been fit enough.
Comes on, lollops around, does some brilliant... I mean, I think his body swerves are actually better than Dembele.
Yeah.
I mean, they are off your seat. Wow, fantastic the way he does that. And then he just lays it off and then, like, okay, 15-minute passes and he does it again. And
Steve, aren't you looking at the... I don't know about you, but I was like... I went to bed and I thought, thank God that's over. And then the next day I thought, well, actually, I want 3 weeks off football, but I'm excited about what the next season's going to bring because of all the changes.
Yeah, so this is what I'm talking about.
I was like, great, here we go again.
This is what I'm talking about by the alternative to losing to Leicester.
Yes.
The alternative is that we're actually at a decent win and, you know, and anything's possible in football because, you know, listening to the last word on Spurs, right? Every week, I don't know if I've said this before, but every week they brought in a fan from the other team.
Right.
And every single time we played Brighton or Newcastle or Fulham, the fan would always say, we've been dreadful for months. We've got no chance. We don't know who the manager's going to pick. By the way, the Brighton one, the Graham Potter.
Yeah.
So Graham Potter, we don't know what team he's going to pick. So every time someone mentions Graham Potter, well, about 3 months ago when we played him, the Brighton fans couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
They were like, well, you know.
Well, he's not going to get the job, is he?
So what I'm saying is, and then they get a result.
Yeah.
So I was thinking,
every team wants to beat Spurs.
Huh?
Every team wants to beat Spurs.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, when does that ever happen with Spurs? When does it ever happen that everyone goes, well, Spurs are losing this?
Yeah.
And we get a result. Well, Sunday. That's the only time I think.
The only time we've ever done it. It was a guarantee we were going to lose. It was
guaranteed.
We always lose the last game of seasons, or we do something that stops us getting stuff. West Ham all those years ago. Newcastle, we got spanked 1 year, 4 or 5. You know, we always do it. And we go and beat someone to let other teams in. I mean, it couldn't be any more Spursy. But anyway, right, let's get into it, because I want to get into the two big things, don't you? The two things that are really, really top of the list.
Yeah.
Right. What do you want to do first?
Right. Well, we got some questions, so let's do those. And by the way, thanks for listening. We're building up the numbers again, Doogie. How about that?
Yeah, we'll keep them going. Keep them going.
Almost past a million a week, which is amazing.
Oh, nice!
Thank you so much. I think we're even getting more than the Cheese Room, which is quite something. You ever listen to the Cheese Room?
No. Is it good?
Well, the thing about the Cheese Room podcast is every time I listen to it, all I can think of is Levy and the fact that he promised us a cheese room and we didn't get it. I mean, for that alone, I don't even like cheese. Well, I was looking forward to the cheese room.
You like cheese, you do.
Aaron Kemp. Right. Could be Aaron or Aaron.
Yeah.
Poch back, yes or no? For me, it's a no. Too soon. What do you think?
Well, we're going to come on to it, but for me, it's 100% yes, not too soon. But we'll come on to it in more detail.
Spiggy says, what's the panel? We're a panel, apparently. Consensus on the proposed election of a supporter to the club board?
Well, unfortunately, we follow everyone else, aren't we? We're a bit of a follower because a few other clubs have done it, and now we're doing it to try and look good. But I think it's important, don't you? I think it's really important to have a voice. Not that it makes much difference. I still think it's important to have someone on there massively.
Who would you have? Me, Colin, you?
I'd have you on there. The problem is they wouldn't be able to stop you talking. So, and all you'd go on about is Arsenal. So,
dearie me.
Right, you meant to answer these questions as well.
Yeah, we can answer. But I don't know. All you have to do is read through the first 10 Spurs tweets that come up on your timeline.
Yeah.
And you realise that, would it work?
Do you know what? It's a tick box exercise for the club.
Let's take a scenario. So they're all sitting there, all the board members, Donna Cullen and Daniel Levy and all the rest of them. Then you've got your fan there who, let's face it, it's not going to be, a bloke who sort the earth. Going to be someone that, passes the interview. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And they talk about, we've got Conference League coming up. First game of the Conference League on what is it, August the 26th or something, 17th?
We're in the last round of playoff, aren't we, or something?
Yeah. So 2 legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so what prices should we do? And you got the, Daniel Levy goes, well for the nicest seats, not season tickets, but the nicest seats, that's 75 quid. And then you've got blah, 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 blah. And then for the lowest price, right down in the corner, near the away end, that's 25 quid. And then the fan goes, hang on a second. It's the middle of summer holidays for the conference against some load of farmers from Albania. Don't be so ridiculous. The price should be, you know, maximum 15 quid adult plus bring your kid for free, which you know, if you want to sell the stadium. And then they bring out the spreadsheets and they go, well, no, because actually if you charge more, you get more money and you might have less fans, but you'll get more money this way. And the fan goes, well, forget about the amount of money you're bringing in. Why don't we create an atmosphere of you know, local fans maybe and a load of kids in there. Hang on. And so we fill out the stadium with 60,000 fans and do that. And then the finance director says, well, yeah, but we could get so many much more. And that's the way that conversation goes, doesn't it?
Yeah, completely. So there's no point in. So then there's no point in having someone on there. Like I say, it's just having someone on there because it's a voice, and you know, for them it's a tick box to say, oh, we've got someone who sits in on our meetings. But ultimately, if it does happen, nothing will come of having that person on there, will they? You know, and does it make any difference to me or you? No, not really.
No.
But I think it'll be the right thing to do. But I don't think anything will be achieved by having that person on there.
And how about if that fan, you know who it is? So say it wouldn't be me, obviously, because I wouldn't put my name forward for it. But say it's someone like I don't know if you know Martin Cloak from the Tottenham Trust, or you got a guy called Chris Cowling who does YouTube clips, and you know, all these sort of, you know, diehard Spurs fans. No matter what your thoughts on them are, Windy from other podcasts, even Flav from the Fighting Cock. You know, they sit there and they would, you know, they'd be courteous, they'd be very good. But what if a decision does go against what they think? I mean, I tell you what I'll do. As you're saying your next bit, I'm going to pull up one of the flags, one of the banners that someone took on the protest. And it was a list of about 20 things that Levy's done wrong.
Right.
And I looked at them and I could almost play devil's advocate for every single one of them and see why Levy made those decisions.
Yes.
Rightly or wrongly. So we'll discuss further as we go through. But I'm not cynical. I'm not going to go, oh, what's the point? But you know, in my opinion, fill out a stadium, get it absolutely rocking. But I mean, Southend down the road. Get it packed with kids. We all, you know, kids will buy burgers. They'll buy more merchandise.
Yeah.
They'll buy more programs. Get the money that way. But they don't. They charge. When the stadium was open, they paid 20 quid to get in, and a little bit less for kids, not that much. And you know, a quarter filled stadium, week in, week out.
Steve, let me ask you a question. What at the end of the year, what's Daniel Levy measured on? What's he measured on?
By who?
By the board.
By the board, shareholders. The amount of money he brings in.
Profit. It's all about, that's what he's measured on, profit. So it's always going to come back to that. That's what it's always going to come back to. We charged 60 quid, didn't we? Burnley and all these other teams didn't charge anything.
Yeah.
You know, that sums us up. But he knows he knows that people will pay that money, which is why he does it. So you can look at it from both sides.
Well,
people
I think,
are prepared to pay that.
I think they pay that money, and we sold, you know, we sold all 10,000 presumably.
Yeah.
But to get that stadium filled week in, week out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Right. What about what's the best? This is from Carlos. What's the best moment of the season?
Ooh.
When Jose left.
The first day Jose arrived, and he was brilliant, wasn't he? When he was patting Dele Alli and he was talking to Harry Kane, and everyone was happy, and that was you thought, oh great, we're on to something here.
I thought it looked really good.
Beat
West Ham away. Yeah. It was like, hello.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Then we went top of the league, and I thought, oh, here we go. And then I think that's about as good as it got, wasn't it?
Wasn't it a couple of 1-0s away in dreadful games?
Yeah. Yeah,
home
up
games. Home games weren't that better. Top in November, and people have been tweeting like, you thought you won the league in November. Not one single Spurs fan said, we're going to win the league. I think every single one of them would have said, right, we'll have fourth right now and a cup. But not one Spurs fan said, yeah, I think we're going to win the league. So I don't know where they got that
from. I think Jose, that first Jose training session, I thought, great, this is looking good. And I think the players thought, well, didn't they? I thought, here we go, this is great.
Then he started dropping Toby Alderweireld and things like that. I mean, of all the players.
And then he killed Dele Alli in the first month.
Yeah. What about, so the best moment was what?
The first day Jose Mourinho was there. That's my best
moment. That was last season.
No, the first, the best moment of this season.
Arsenal? Oh, that was a pretty, all right game. But, I mean, going 2-0 up is always lovely.
No, I have to say, when I heard that Mourinho got sacked, unfortunately, I think that was the happiest I've been all year.
Because it wasn't the League Cup run, was it? We didn't beat any. I mean, Chelsea on the penalties. I mean, I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But that was so early on. I mean, Brentford, did you really go crazy? No.
Man City at home, 2-0 maybe. Maybe Man City at home.
I'm really struggling to find a moment where I'm jumping up and down for joy.
Maybe for those
going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Those 5 seconds when Lamella done the Rabona against Arsenal, maybe.
But we were playing terrible in that game as well. Not even when we were 2-0 up before we went out to Europa. I was still like, are we really? It was such dross.
Maybe.
Even when we were winning.
We
beat Leeds at home 3-0, and even that game I thought was a bit dross.
No, but maybe Gareth Bale's hat-trick gave us a bit, you know, the other week when he scored that hat-trick, and they were great goals. But no.
I'll tell you what game that was. Right, what about our worst moment of the season?
Oh, God, really? What was the worst? Carling Cup final, we were dreadful.
Zagreb, although I thought when we went out to Zagreb, I was like, we deserve that because we're terrible.
Actually, right there, West Ham at home.
West Ham at home, 3-0 up, 3-3.
That's the worst. That sums everything up this season.
That was it. That was like when it was like, hang on a minute, we're doing well here. And that's that. And then, do you know the other one? Liverpool, it was 1-1. And they scored in the last minute, didn't they, with Firmino. Yeah. And it was like, hang on, this whole Mourinho thing where we win 1-0 and we get these results, because we'd had the result at Chelsea, hadn't we, in a drab, terrible game. And you go, do you know what?
You say we had a result, we drew.
We drew 0-0 in a terrible, it's drab really game. Result, and you go, right, well, do you remember, we used to say, well, this is what Mourinho does. Yeah. He wins his home games. We beat the terrible teams, and we bore to death the top teams.
Yeah,
and that's what we were doing. And then all of a sudden, you go, you lose that one. 82 minutes, 3-0 up at against West Ham at home.
West Ham, it was horrific.
Chelsea, and Liverpool away. It's 1-1, and you're thinking, right, okay, good result. Oh, but we lost it.
Yeah,
home to United.
West Ham. West Ham away was the
West Ham away. We lost.
Yeah. Oh wait, there maybe the highlight was the highlight. Sorry, was not Man United 6-1.
Well, I mean, obviously, in hindsight.
Yeah. But the worst was West Ham, definitely. Not just because it was West Ham, just because we should have seen it coming. That's how the whole season's been. That sums it up right there.
Right. Julian Santos says, who should we bring in to our back four next season?
Are we going to replace the whole back four?
I mean, I go straight to Max Aarons only because we've banged on about him for a couple of years now.
Is he the art, like, you know, or do we get someone that can come in and coach Doherty? You know, do we get someone who can properly coach him? Because he can't be that bad, can he?
The player that we've taken the mickey out of for years and blah, 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 but he's probably going to finish, his playing career at Chelsea, is Alonso, Marcos Alonso.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm only saying him because, you know, if you need a right back who, you know, maybe a more experienced one who's on their way, I'm saying him.
Alonso's a left back.
No, that's Aspilicueta, isn't it? Left back.
Aspilicueta's a right back. Alonso's a left back.
Is
he? As left footed as they come. Well,
that's all well, I know.
That one out. Look, I think, okay, so you've got Sessegnon.
Danny Rose.
Well, what's happened to Danny Rose? You've got Sessegnon that might come back, and he might have, he's had a good season in Hoffenheim. You've got, I like the guy, the centre half at Aston Villa, not Tyrone Mings, Ezra Konsa. I think he's brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Really good. Like, really good. I tell you who else is very good. Is that Ben White, who's got in the England squad. He's a better version of Eric Dier, which isn't hard, but he's a great player. But I think you might have to go one above that. You might have to, you know, to get the next level up, which means you probably have to go abroad. But we need two centre halves. Like you cannot have those two at centre half at all. Just like you can't have Sanchez. I'm not too worried about the left back because Reguilon's okay. And you could make a player out of Doherty. I think it's the centre halves where we struggle. And I also think we're going to replace Lloris with Nick Pope.
No. Lloris is going nowhere. Absolutely not. Well, unless he wants to go. Unless he wants to. We wouldn't sell Lloris. Unless we can get some money for him.
Yeah.
You know, a nice load of money.
But I don't want
to. Lloris is fine.
He can't kick it.
Well, Nick Pope's not going to be much better, is he?
I don't want Nick Pope. I want. I quite like Sam Johnson at West Brom, and I quite
Can he kick it?
Well, you just need. I think distribution's not great by Lloris.
Yeah, yes, he can. Would have been a funny answer to that.
Yeah, he can. Saying that, Lloris has got better since Mourinho's gone, which is weird. He's been great, Lloris. Some of the saves he's made. But I think we probably I'm not too worried about left back. We need a right back and we need two centre halves. Undoubtedly.
Yeah. It's hard. You know what? Some of these questions you know, we're watching the Euros coming up.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you, first of all, that every single time someone scores, Twitter is flooded with, he's the striker we need. That's the player we need. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
So let's see who comes up there. It's so hard. Defence is so hard to see at the moment. The only thing I'd like to see, and I think Eric Dier needs to take a long, hard look at himself.
Yeah.
And just go, look, you know, I 4 years ago, I was ahead of Jordan Henderson, at Liverpool. I was ahead of him, and I was scoring free kicks for England. I was player of the tournament in the Euro. Well, it was 5 years. And 2 years ago, I decided I wanted to be a centre back.
Yeah.
After losing my form, lots of injuries, and it hasn't worked out for me.
Right.
And so I've got a decision to make. Either I stay as centre back. But I play in lower leagues because I'm not gonna be a top end Premier League central defender. He makes far too many mistakes. Yeah. He's far too cumbersome.
Yeah.
He's far. You know, players must rub their hands.
But he's when slow. Isn't he? He's got a reputation now, isn't he? He's slow. Well,
which he didn't used to have. He used to be someone that people said. Whereas, and I've said this week after week after week, a proper holding central defensive midfielder who properly holds, properly shields, wins all the headers, wins every header at either end of the pitch, is a leader, is a thug, is someone that people hate playing. And because he's playing central defensive midfielder, when the opposition score, he isn't highlighted as somebody that's made the mistake, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, his central defenders might have a go at him, but, you know, he and the people, clubs are crying out for a player like that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Holbier at the moment. He's our one. And we're quite happy with him, but we're thinking, can we upgrade him? You've got
Let's be honest, Steve.
Go on.
He's average. He's average, Holbier. Well, average, isn't he?
Who, Holbier? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He's a seven out of ten.
If Dier can get himself back to that frame of mind he was, that he's got that, and back to how he was playing 4 years ago. And by the way, he's still what, 28, 29?
He had Victor Wanyama alongside him, who was doing all the dirty work.
At one point, but not all the time.
No, not a lot of the time.
What I'm saying though is he's got a choice to make. He either goes to the lower leagues because he cannot play centre back in the Premier League.
He doesn't have to go to the lower league. He goes to a Southampton or a Fulham or a.
I don't think so. I think those Southampton defenders are better than him. I really do, but maybe. I don't think Southampton have got a central defensive midfielder where Dyer, and in fact Southampton could be the perfect club for him.
Yeah.
So he either bucks his ideas up,
yeah,
and he gets his form back, and he becomes our central defensive midfielder. And if you weigh up how he was 5 years ago compared to Holbier, he was better. Yeah,
but he's another one, a bit like Winks. He's English, so they won't sell him, will they? They won't. Is he one that they don't want?
Very possibly. Or you go to a club like Southampton as a central defensive midfielder if injuries have taken their toll, or you stay as centre back and you go and play for Stoke, or you go and play. You know, you go and replace the great Ryan Shawcross. Still think we should sign him. You go and do that, because you know he's not even getting into West Ham side. You know, he's not even Eric Dyer.
Oh no, not at all.
You know, and that's saying something if you can't even get into West Ham side.
Yeah.
So, but you know, Toby Alderweireld, you know, it's probably his last season.
Slowing down, isn't he?
Probably his last season.
I mean, Sanchez.
So you know, Foyth, is he any good?
No,
not watch for Villarreal.
He's not. Well, no, he's been playing at right back. He's been playing at right back all season. But he got injured. Did he get injured? He's done his hamstring, so I don't know if he's playing in the final. But I think he's been right back. I'm sure he has. But I think, you know, like I say, I've seen them for 4 or 5 years. They're not good enough. Well, they're either not good enough or they're not being coached properly. So, you know, they're the two things, aren't they? That's the thing.
Pochettino could be the man to sort the defence out.
Pochettino could be the man, full stop. Anyone who says they don't want Pochettino, they're not. Look, come off it. Pochettino took us on 4 great years and then they wouldn't give him any money. So,
do you know what the funniest one is?
You know,
when we got to the Champions League final and finished top four in the same season. Now, I think, in my opinion, that's pretty good, right?
Yes.
But I get it thrown back at me that he didn't win a game for 6 months away from home.
And I'm like,
so?
Yeah.
We finished in the top four and we got to a Champions League final.
Exactly.
It's not bad. So what if we didn't win a game away from home?
Yeah.
So what? We won enough games at home to get there. Yeah. And by the way, we won a couple of relatively important games away from home. And In fact, we won three.
Do you know
Borussia
something,
Dortmund,
right?
Man City, which we lost, and Ajax, go on.
But do you know something? We only finished... we only had 3 less wins than United, who finished second. We had 18 wins this season. United had 21. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot in it.
And if you think about Newcastle at home... West Ham at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
right, the caller from the cheese room. We've mentioned him loads of times. We won't get a mention on their show, but there we go. Right, lol. Yeah, why is the fan base mental enough to even think for 1 minute Poch may come back so soon when he's in charge of the richest club in Europe? That's one small caveat to that. The fact that why would he leave PSG?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of reasons. First of all, he's only got a year contract left. It was only an 18-month contract, wasn't it? That's the first thing. Secondly, Poch will, you know, if he doesn't do well up to Christmas, they'll get rid of him anyway. You know, they hire and fire. They don't care. And I think he loved his time at Tottenham. And if they said to him, look, you know what? I made a mistake. I shouldn't have let you go. I should have invested with you. Harry Kane's going. There's 150. You can sell 4 or 5 players. There's another 50, 60, 70. There's 250 million quid. Of course he would come back. Don't tell me he wouldn't come back if he was told there's 250. He wouldn't need that because he develops the youngsters. And by the way, by all accounts, not our under-23s, but our under-18s or 19s are meant to be a fantastic group. Like, that's the best group. So there's a great group for him to work with. I would take him back, most definitely. And it's the sort of thing that Levy would do to soften the blow of Harry Kane leaving, which, again, by the way, he's going to go. The only thing that's going to stop him going is if people don't offer the money.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that's going to stop Harry Kane going, isn't it? Who's going to pay the money?
One of the things is also if you're in, Pochettino was at Southampton for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Then he was at Spurs for 5 years.
Yeah.
Every single game is bah. You never know where and the coverage and the money and everything else, and it's just huge. In France, first of all, the most important sport is rugby.
Yeah.
Paris, I'm sure, is I've not been to Paris actually, but I'm sure it's a beautiful city to live in.
Premier League, Steve.
You've obviously got a couple of sides that have done really well this year. But it's PSG, it's Marseille, it's Monaco,
Lille,
but they funnily enough, they haven't had the crowds because of COVID, but they wouldn't get the crowds anyway because they don't get the crowds. So he must have been playing those games and maybe on a Sunday or on a Saturday watching the Premier League going, God dear, that was so much better than what's going on here. Of course, the European games are great. And the squad he's got with the Di Marias and the players, fantastic. But, it's a bit like, I suppose, didn't Redknapp go from Portsmouth to Southampton and back to Portsmouth?
Yeah, he went straight back, didn't he?
Because he was just like, Christ, this is so much better. And I don't know why. You just feel at home, don't you? You just feel so much better.
The Premier League is the biggest football league in the world. The Premier League is the number one league. Every game is fantastic. Every game is worldwide. Yes, PSG are great, but PSG are great because of the backing. And yes, they've got Mbappe, and yes, they've got Neymar. But do you know what? Coming back to the Premier League, he's only got a year on his contract. I would be amazed if we don't try and get him.
If he fancies it, then of course you say, blimey. You're a fan, you want to come back.
Yeah.
Of course you can come back.
You would drive there and you'd bring him back yourself.
Because although you do have people saying no way, no way, no way.
But why would people say no way?
Because of the fact that we didn't win an away game and he never won anything.
Yeah, but he wasn't backed.
We know that, but people have to say the opposite, don't they?
Right.
So, but I think that generally, if we turned on Sky Sports and it said, Poch is coming back to Spurs, confirm, I think we'd all go right, okay, having some of that. Certainly over the other candidates. Certainly over, a lot. Of,
I mean, I don't look. You, look, let who, me just who, give you some names.
Who
right?
would you? Right. So, okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what we do. Short break, okay, and then we'll come back and talk about the candidates, okay?
Let's do it.
Right, I need a wee. Call you back.
Okay, bye.
Right, okay, so you've got a nice wee, by the way. Do you have a wee?
No, I was patiently actually looking at the news and seeing that they reckon Gareth Bale's going to retire after the Euros. What's that?
Well, Sky Sports News.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Ten Hag.
Well, do you want my honest view? Or do you want me to... Because my honest view is he signed a new deal and he's not coming. So, no. But I would take him. But it's Ajax.
Over Poch. Let's say, right, okay. Poch is our number one. Would you, or what's been suggested? Yeah. Would you take him over Poch?
No.
Okay. What about Brendan Rodgers has a rethink. He thinks, actually, I'm looking at the squad. I've spoken to the chairman, and he's lovely. He's given me a hug, and he's the greatest chairman of all time. But he's shown me his bank balance, and he's got £3.50.
100% Brendan Rodgers. Only because he's stopped
over Poch.
The rise. Over Poch, potentially I would, just because he's just won a FA Cup and his stock's on the rise. So people are going to want to play for him. So he might attract better players than Poch.
So you're so all about trophies.
Next.
Right. Jürgen Klinsmann.
No.
Not coming anyway. What about Ragnjak, or whatever his name is?
No, been out of it too long. Been a sporting director. No.
Okay. Who's the other ones?
Well, you're missing three of the obvious ones. Scott Parker, who I actually think will get the job.
What?
Yeah, that's what I've told you all along.
Develops the youth. Why do you think
he'll get the job? Because he develops the youth. He knows the DNA. All the things you hear him talk about. I know.
If he gets the job, there'll be riots. Graham Potter, no chance.
And I tell you a definite one, and I won't watch a single game, is Roberto Martinez.
Well, you will watch a single game. Don't get all blimmin' silly on me now.
Okay. Do you want Roberto Martinez?
Listen.
No.
If Roberto Martinez comes in, says the right things, buys the right players, then not a problem.
Look, let's be clear, Steve, right? We are selling Harry Kane, okay?
Yeah, but let's just go back to Martinez, right?
But whoever you bring in is going to have money.
Yeah, Martinez, right? Some people, when Jose came, they said, right, he is going to play the most boring football ever.
Yeah.
He's going to, but what he'll do is he'll win you trophies.
Yeah.
And everybody said it. There wasn't one person that said he's going to bore everybody to death. We'll lose to Norwich in at home in an FA Cup game that they don't even want to win. Norwich don't want to win. We'll lose a 2-0 lead in the Europa. No one said any of that.
Yeah.
Everybody, even your Oliver Holtz, even Jason McGovern said, you know what? I'm not interested in Spurs. I don't want to watch them. I can't stand Jose. But, hey, we'll probably win a trophy. Well, none of that happened. And by the way, we were never, ever in a million years beating Man City in that cup game.
To the point where, mate,
I'm almost gutted that we didn't keep him on. Because now he's got that excuse.
Yeah.
And people who absolutely love Jose to this day. And by the way, I was a Jose lover when we got him. When we got him, I was like, yep, here we go. We're going to bore everybody to death, but we're going to do it. We're going to win the trophies. And I lost complete faith after we lost that Norwich game. Totally gone. I was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
This is the guy that wins trophies.
And we've
just lost, you know. So what if we didn't have Son and Kane? You know, they did. Norwich didn't play their best striker. They played a B team.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought this isn't what people were saying. I've sold my soul for this guy, and we're going nowhere. And the same with those cup games. And I tell you what, people who say we would have got over the line against City,
not a hope in hell.
And that's me putting my hands up and saying I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong, because I was glad Pochettino was sacked. Why? Because we've got Jose Mourinho, a serial winner. Bore everyone to death, but we were going to win, and we didn't. We were absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
So what were we saying before that?
No, we were saying if we get in.
Martinez, right?
Yeah.
So in my opinion, Martinez plays good football. You know, if he didn't do very well at Everton, but you know, he's done all right with Belgium. And you know, and apparently he's definitely leaving the Belgian side. I don't know why you didn't announce that necessarily before the tournament.
Yeah, but he announced it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's been announced that he's definitely going to leave. And look, you know, if he wants to come back into football, he might be all right.
Right, Steve,
I'm not going to say definitely no.
Okay, look, so before I forget, right, let me just talk about the manager. If we were taking on someone like that, or someone who is definitely leaving, surely the deal would have been done. They would have known weeks ago that Martinez is leaving, so they'd have sorted it all out. So that tells you whoever's coming in is in a job. Let's be honest, they're in a job. It's not someone who's not in a job, because they'd have we'd have announced it, just like
because they're still considering it, aren't they?
Well, I just think
they're waiting to see if Poch does want to leave, and they're waiting to see if and what they might even say, let's wait till the Euros are over
and see who's out there after that.
What about the German guy? Is he going anywhere? Sniff.
He's gone, isn't he, today to Germany?
No, the German manager, Joachim Löw.
Oh, no, we don't want to hit. Why? Well,
good manager, isn't he?
He is. But you look at Chelsea, and they spent top money on two German players, and they bought a German manager, and it worked.
We'd have total ridicule because he scratches his bum and sniffs
picks his nose or whatever.
Is he not a bloody good hard ass German manager?
Yeah, but I think managers in international football is very different. It's very
great
different
head of hair.
Just like I don't want Gareth Southgate because he's
good
not
looking
day to day. Who would you have? You go out there tomorrow and you get someone. Who would you have?
I don't know.
You must have someone. Do we all want Poch just because we loved the 5 years and played great football?
We didn't win anything. My decision changes every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I turn on Sky Sports and it says Poch is coming back, I'd be like, right, this is interesting. Would I have Jose back? Definitely not.
No.
You know, this Ten Hag, maybe, not sure.
The thing is, we're all looking too deep into it. Oh, he's just signed a deal. Well, that means nothing. That means nothing. He's signed a contract.
Well, it means nothing. I'll tell you why. Because Bruno Fernandes signed a deal at...
It just means they get more cash. Yeah. So that's all it comes down to.
Right, okay. let's go for this.
Talk about the big one.
This final question, right? And this is from Fraser. Yeah. If we sell Harry for 175 million, who would you buy with the money? Now, I did put a message out there to people, because some people, they come across as if, right, Harry deserves to go. And Harry, and it's almost like they'd be pleased to see Harry go. And it's almost like, let him go. Come on, Levy, just let him go. And I'm like, okay, you hate Levy that much and you love Harry that much and you think we've failed him so much that you're almost like, just let him go. You know, let him live his dream and we'll sit here and in our squalor and self, you know, flagellate and, we'll be miserable for the rest of our lives. And Harry, you go and have a great time. And I just said, well, what price? What money would that be? And the most diehard Levy outer said, you know, I'd let him go for 100 million. Right, okay. So let's go from there. Okay, that's the lowest.
That's the lowest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, who's paying 100 million? Right. Well, that automatically rules out almost everybody. Okay. Real Madrid got 100 million? Have Barcelona got 100? You know, from what you hear, they haven't got any money.
No.
So that's them done. Plus, from what Harry's saying, he wants to stay in the Premier League, right? Okay. So, you know, if everything is true about what Harry wants to do, he wants to stay in the Premier League and he wants to win trophies. Okay.
Yeah.
You're now down to three clubs. Two that are probably going to win trophies within the next 2 years, let's say.
Yeah.
Right. If he wants them that badly, he's going to want to win one trophy within the next 2 years at least. Okay. And that's two clubs. That's Chelsea and Man City. All right. If he wants to go and join the biggest club in the world and be the biggest footballer in the world, but not necessarily win anything. But because he signs for them, they've got a better chance.
Yeah.
And it might put them on kill with Chelsea, perhaps, then sign for Man United.
Yeah.
But if you actually, the only reason you're leaving Spurs, who you love, and you love it at Spurs, but the only reason you're leaving, nothing to do with money, nothing to do with anything else, just because you're so desperate to win trophies, then there's only one club you go to, and that's Man City.
But surely there is only one club you go to, which is Man City, because they've got the best coach.
Right.
And they've won the league four out of seven, 8 years.
Why?
So why would you not go to Man City? The only reason you go to Man City if they don't pay the money that Levy wants.
There's a few reasons why they won't pay that money. And here's the reasons. Financial fair play. Wasn't it 2 or 3 years ago that they got done for it nearly done for it?
Yeah.
So they're under the microscope.
Yeah.
The highest player they've paid for is Diaz, I think 64 million.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to have to double that because all this hundred, that's from a Levy outer who wants Harry Kane to leave and spend the rest of his Spurs supporting career being miserable and won't go to the games anymore and won't spend anything more in the club and will go to his local club and can't stand Spurs and will tell his grandchildren, 50 years ago, I used to support Tottenham, but not anymore because of Daniel Levy and blah, blah, blah. That's the most Spurs-hating Spurs fan saying, okay, I'll accept 100 million, right? So that's the minimum.
Steve, that's irrelevant because it's not going to be...
It's going to be 120 to 150,
It's going to be... Daniel Levy, when he sold Gareth Bale, wanted to outsell him higher than Ronaldo went.
Yeah.
Daniel Levy is going to want to outsell him to what Mbappe went, which is 199.5. Now, he's not going to get that, but he's going to want to get... Because he's all about getting... It's all about him. Yeah. Ultimately, he's got 3 years left on his contract. He's at the perfect age. He's British, and he is a striker, and he's the king of the assists.
So let's say 150 million. That's what he'll be sold for.
Million. He's 150
right, so this
million.
Is so more reasons why he won't go to City, right? So financial fair play being one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Pep Guardiola, I think he almost thinks don't need him. I'm doing
He's going to win the Champions League potentially and the league. Without a striker, and actually,
well, they've got strikers. They've got Jesus.
Okay. So when he was at Barcelona, he never really had an out and out Harry Kane. He never had a Harry Kane type player. They were all similar players, like they've got now, which is these brilliantly talented midfielders that
Mahrez
forward and Mahrez,
Sterling,
and Foden, and Sterling. They're all Silvers. Similar build, similar way they play. They're
the guy that was player of the year for the first half of the season.
Yeah,
Gundogan,
brilliant on the ball. De Silva. You look at his Barcelona side; it was all similar types of players, constant quick football. Harry Kane actually doesn't play that style of football.
No.
So actually, Pep Guardiola might say, don't spend your money. I don't need him. I don't need him.
Or, and here's the other reason why they might not go for Kane. If they do want a striker like that, go for Haaland. I think he'll cost you half the money.
No, he won't. But he's 21.
But he's 21.
But that's irrelevant.
And he's
dad,
anyway, all that.
That's irrelevant, isn't it?
And the other one is that you would go for players that... Sancho, Jadon Sancho.
Yeah.
Won't cost you as much.
But the other thing you've got to think about, Steve, is that Man United, their owners are under fire from their fans. They're under pressure. So, would they fork out 150? 100%. But if you're Harry Kane, do you really want to go to Man United? Do you really want to go and play for Solskjaer, knowing you probably won't win the league because Liverpool and City are only going to get better? So why would you go to Man United?
But I don't think that the Glaziers care, do they?
But I think they would pay that money, wouldn't they?
No, because what do they care?
Well,
they're a group of Americans whose heart is at What's the American football team that they own?
The Glazers. Oh, I don't know who they own.
Because the isn't the Cronkars the LA Rams?
Yeah, and that was I think I said to you they don't care. They were based in. They were based somewhere different when they moved. They moved the Rams back to LA and thousands of miles in the stadium, and there was an uproar. They couldn't care less.
Of course, they couldn't care less. And and to them, Arsenal is a football club that they are. They couldn't tell you who Saka is. Yeah. They couldn't tell you who the goalkeeper is, the goaltender, call it.
You can't keep going about Arsenal.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is Glazers are the same. Glazers. What do they care? It's money, and they're not going to go. Oh, how much are Harry Kane? How much is this guy? And they go, well, 150 million. They're not going to pay that, are they?
But I tell you what I've been thinking recently. I know we love Harry Kane, right? And we do love Harry Kane, and I know we love Poch, right? And we loved it, right? But we didn't win a thing, right?
Yeah,
We tried, but we didn't win anything. So actually, losing Harry Kane and losing Poch, it doesn't make any difference to us because we haven't won anything anyway. It's not as though we've been top of the league or we're Liverpool and they've just won the league and they're losing Salah, their top scorer. We're not, are we? We're not losing any of that. So actually, as much as I love Harry Kane, I'm quite excited by it.
What, about losing Harry Kane?
No. By maybe having a new start. If that's how it's going to be, that's how it's going to be. We were like this with Gareth Bale. Oh God, we're never going to be the same without Gareth Bale. Well, actually, we were better once he left, and he left. So let's look at what could come of it. You know.
So that's a great question, and it's absolutely true. We have lost brilliant players.
Well, you could rear them
all through the years. I'd say the biggest loss. People would probably say Hoddle, but for me, when Gaza went, my goodness,
I mean, I cried.
That was just
what made it worse. We knew he was going before, like he was all signed before the cup final, but it was all done, wasn't it? But look, Gaza left, broke our heart. We came back. Teddy left, broke our heart. We came back. Modric, not as much. Berbatov, we love Berbatov. Berbatov left.
Dembele. It's like, Christ, what are we doing?
So what I'm saying...
I think he's got 6 months left.
That's what I'm saying. It's like these... Modric left. You know, they come and go, but we...
Rebrov left.
What? You know, they come and go, but you know
right,
what...
Come happens? On, then. Who are we buying? Steve, 150 listen, million.
You know what happens when they go? The next one comes along, and we get a next star. So it's fine. And that's why we love Spurs. Then. Who are we
Grealish.
Buying?
I'd like Jack Grealish.
I think we'll try and go for Danny Ings.
Again,
it depends on the manager.
He's all right. It's not exciting, though, is he?
No, but I think he's... my issue is I think he's injured too much, and I think that's why he didn't get in the England squad.
Did Jack Grealish get in?
No, yes. Injured. Yeah. He's always got ice packs on his shins. Yeah. I would go for Jack Grealish, but I don't think he'll come because... Well, okay, why would he leave Villa?
What, for 185 million? Right.
But he's a great player, Jack. Great player. So I'd go and get Jack Grealish. I'd go and get... Who's the striker? You know, who'd you go and get?
Aguero?
No, he's going to Barcelona.
Is he?
Yeah, of course he is. He's always going to go to Barcelona. The thing is, 99.5% of the stuff you read in the press is all made up anyway. So
I think Aguero might go to Chelsea.
No. No.
Here's one for you. Go to Arsenal and offer whatever they want for Saka.
Not going to happen, is it?
Blow them out of the water. It's not going to happen, but why wouldn't it?
You're not going to get any West Ham players because then they're right. But I tell you what could happen. You get your new manager for the Euros and you say to him, go and spend 4 weeks watching every game in the Euros and then go and buy the best, you know, you've got 250 million, go and get those best players. Because there's always players that come out of the Euros. Yeah. Look at the West Ham boys. They weren't from the Euros, but the right back and the centre midfielder, brilliant players.
I'd say what we've got to do as well is we've got to do what we did with Bale. which is buy the players before we sell him.
Yes. Oh,
cool. And you know, be sneaky about it. Just go, oh, no, we're not selling him. Declan Rice, do you want to come?
And then line them all up and take a photo and have the Mac.
Yeah, but also we've got to open the lines of communication with somebody. Like this whole, you know, we haven't dealt with Chelsea for 40 years and you know, the West Ham won't sell to us and United won't do that. You've got to open these doors again and just go, listen. One. You know, but for example, go to West Ham and say, look, you know, we're going to offer you this amount of money for Declan Rice. They go, absolutely no. You say, do you know, we could do deals with some of our other players as well and sort things out with you. Or we close the door for 10 more years and, you know, we go from there. Question, what do you want to do?
Question for you, Steve. Daniel Levy rings you and said, Steve, do you want to come? Do you want to be the new manager? But option one is you keep Harry Kane. Or option two is I sell him, I give you 150 million. What option do you go for?
Yeah, I think you keep him.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you keep him.
Some managers who won't think like that. They'll think, well, great, I'll take the money and I'll rebuild.
Yeah. Well, if Harry Kane or I've got you Jack Grealish. Let's be realistic, right? Jack Grealish would leave for the money. Yeah. I don't think Declan Rice would.
No.
Right? But we go Jack Grealish.
He's a Chelsea fan and he plays for West Ham, so probably not.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Saka wouldn't at Arsenal, although I'd love to blow them out of the water. Or even Martinelli. Go and get Martinelli because Arsenal love him. And he's got no loyalty to Arsenal. So I'd say Jack Grealish, Ings. And Ings. Who's a really good centre back?
Well, that's the issue. You know, John Stones 2 years or a year and a half ago was looking terrible. Now he's absolutely brilliant again because he's got Diaz alongside him.
What about if you said, you know, but I've got you John Stones because Harry, part of the Harry Kane deal is that we get John Stones.
Yeah.
So you have John Stones, you have Grealish, and you have Danny Ings.
Right, no, I'll tell you else you have. Basuma from Brighton.
Well, I'm not sure about him, but have those three guaranteed. We've signed them. They're done.
Yeah.
But you are losing Harry Kane. Something to think about.
But do you know what? It's exciting now. It's good. And I just think Harry Kane's going to play a game, but he's not going to be sold before the Euros, and he's not going to be sold until we have other players lined up.
Right, let's finish.
So we get a new manager. So it's going to be great.
Come on, right? Predictions. Oh, I've got a great prediction for you. France will win the Euros.
Yeah.
Do you know who's going to play for France in the Euro final?
Sissoko.
Definitely. I'll tell you why. He won't start in the tournament, but because of suspensions and injuries, he'll play in that final and he'll win the medal.
I don't think he will because my money's on Portugal. But
really?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic side.
How about Santos for Spurs? Nuno Santos.
Mm.
I'd like him. I think he'd be all right. Get all those Portuguese players who won Euros.
Get all the Portuguese boys in.
Yeah. Right, so final one then.
Yeah.
Predictions. Manager? Come on.
My heart says Pochettino.
Right.
My head horribly says Scott Parker. Just me.
I think we're going to get Gareth Southgate.
God. Come on, dear. Who do you think? Come on. Who do you think?
Oh, God. I think we'll go for... I think we might get Santos.
I'm going to change mine. My heart says Poch, but I think we're going to go all out for Brendan Rodgers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Brendan Rodgers has got a big meeting coming up with Leicester board.
Yeah.
You know, that lovely Leicester board. He's got a big meeting with them. And they'll he'll go in and say, right, what are we doing? And they'll say to him, you know, we've got £3.50. I swear to God, they won't say to him, yeah, we've got 100 million for you to spend.
He's a project. Look. He's a project man. He's all about the projects, isn't he? Celtic, Liverpool. Yeah. They're all. Well, do you know what? You've done your project at Leicester because you're not going to win the league. I know they won the league, and I know putting it out there, but they won't win it again.
Yeah. And so, even if they do say you've got 100 million, he picks the phone up to Jack Grealish and goes, "Frank's coming to Villa," and Grealish says, "Well, actually, I'm just going to hang on because I want to see what's happening at Tottenham."
Yeah, yeah.
Because I fancy going to Tottenham. If you're Jack Grealish, do you join Leicester, playing the Europa League? You know, the fact that they've won the league and the FA Cup in the last 5 years is irrelevant to what's going forward. Do you go and play that brilliant stadium at Spurs, or do you go and play at the King Power?
Yeah. Like,
you know, what do you do anyway? Right. So that's that. So we don't know. And yeah. Kane, going or staying? And by the way, I'm not going to do what they did on Last Word of Spurs.
I can't. What did you say? Sorry.
On Spurs, but
what did you say? I missed
Last
that bit.
Word on Spurs. Should have gone into more detail. Love it, but
what did they say?
They just said they think he's leaving, but they didn't go into detail. Whereas same old Spurs podcast with Majestic went into detail much much better.
On that
issue.
What do I think?
I'll tell you. I think he's staying because I just can't see how the deal gets done.
Yeah, I think he's. I thought all along he's staying, but will go next year.
I think he'll go next year. Next year, 2 years left of his contract. Levy can't let him go into his last year because will come down so much.
It makes sense, and also Man City and all these teams. I think. Well, we wait one more year and we're getting for 80 million.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Brilliant. But it's exciting. It's really exciting.
Because Bale scored 2 goals in the last 2 minutes, so now all of a sudden you're excited.
Now we love it. Yeah, and the new kit looks brilliant.
We finished above Arsenal. 6 years in a row. 5 years in a row.
You've got to get a name for it, though. I mean, that's how bad we are. We don't even call it anything.
I know. All right, mate.
Right then. Good brilliant. Stuff, mate. So you play out with a bit of Metallica.
All right then. Cheers.
Out the Spurs.
Bye. Come on, Spurs.